This is highlight number 9 in the book of Hebrews, drawn from Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13, about working together. 3:13 tells us we should encourage one another daily. That was presumably good advice in those days, when everyone lived on top of each other in very small and cramped accommodation. It does not work so well with many of us. You may be living in one place, working in another, and finding fellowship in a third place. In our last study, I suggested that we should be careful to work out a schedule for our personal time with the Lord and stick to it, even if it was not the approved version. Exactly the same thing is true here. We need fellowship, preferably fellowship of the sort that encourages each other, with a sort of friendly fellowship contact that a small group can give. We need to have a good schedule for such things and stick to it. Once a week in a big church building, listening to a preacher is not really the best way to do this, popular though it is. If you live in one of those parts of the world where the small shops are closing and everyone does most of their shopping in big stores, supermarkets, then also driving to a big church once a week, or even less often, would seem to fit with that lifestyle. But we are people, naturally gregarious people, if not quite pack animals, who need human contact to live good and happy lives. Going into a big church once a month for some entertainment is not what we were designed to do. Some of you reading this may be those for whom Dave Roberts puts together his Partakers website. If you cannot get out or meet other Christians because of ill health or safety concerns, then the thoughts that he and some other people write are a good substitute. It is not ideal. Face-to-face fellowship is always better, but it is much better than nothing. As our writer goes on to say, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end." That's chapter 3, verses 12